Pleasant good morning. These devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Islands. My name is Father Enrique McCartney, St. John's College Chaplain, and the Associate Priest at St. Christopher's Parish. Let us pray. Almighty God, whom truly to know is everlasting life, grant us so perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life. We may steadfastly follow his steps in the way that leads to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Word of God, written from the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, beginning at the 21st verse. John 14, 21 through 26. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us, and not to the world? Jesus answered him, those who love me will keep my word. My Father will love them, and we will come to them, and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, in our passage this morning, is preparing the disciples for his departure. This is one passage in a series of passages in John which indicate that Jesus is giving advice, warning, and instruction to his disciples, and in turn, the future church, which includes you and I. The entire passage is significant, but one verse in particular stands out for me at this time. Verse 23, of which we can extract the theme, obedience. John 14, 23. Jesus answered him, those who love me will keep my word. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Firstly, and most importantly, obedience comes from love. This is the entire point of the passage. When we love, obedience is easy. Obedience to God and to each other. When we love God, we obey God. Our obedience will come as a result of loving God. When we love God, it pleases the Father. The Father will allow us to live with Jesus forever. Everything else I say during this reflection is based on that love and the consequences of that love, which Jesus outlines in the passage. As little children in our parents' home, we are taught obedience. Eat your vegetables, brush your teeth, pick up something that dropped. It continues throughout childhood and into our teen years and beyond. Don't touch the stove. Do your homework. Go to bed. Wake up. As we go through life, we are expected to be obedient to various individuals, from authority figures to others who affect our lives at various times, teachers, police officers, bosses, judges, spouses, and the list goes on. We can argue that obedience keeps society in order on a larger scale, but of course not everyone subscribes to the need to be obedient. It's a part of most of us. Let's call it a proverbial devil on the shoulder, which tells us, no one is going to tell me what to do. This manifests itself in many ways, from mild disapproval, a furrowed brow, or rolled eyes, to the other extreme, outright violence. It's a part of the human spirit that resists being contained or controlled. This is not a new phenomenon, nor will it ever go away. It is an intrinsic soul predicament that outright plagues the human condition, and we know that it began with Adam and Eve. Given a command to not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they both chose to disobey God. Then they chose to hide from God and refuse to repent to God. and God removed them from the Garden of Eden. As they have sinned, so are we born with the mark of the stain of sin, which means that our flesh will always, at an essential level, resist the ultimate obedience which comes from God. Paul states in Romans 5:19, "For just as through the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so through the one man's disobedience the many will be made righteous." Our view of Christian obedience has been largely shaped by the Apostle Paul. Paul takes both the Old Testament context of obedience and Jesus' view into consideration. Paul posits that though there are multiple instances of obedience in the Old Testament, obedience, Paul reminds us, is something we must seek, and likewise, we must avoid disobedience of any form and any quantity, and not only be obedient to God, but to each other as well. The church has been greatly influenced to understand obedience also by St. Augustine. To state his view, I must first of all state that the grace of God, which grants salvation, is a gift given to us by God, and it is given in love by God. It is God's favor, unearned and undeserved. So therefore, St. Augustine assesses the concept of obedience by surmising that obedience is like having faith. To St. Augustine, faith is grace given to us by God and is conveyed to us by knowledge. So in other words, just as we can know and understand enough about God to have faith, likewise, we can know and understand that through obedience, or more specifically, good works, we have grace. To put it more concisely, to St. Augustine, our obedience to God helps us to give us more grace of God. This is held in contrast to his view on disobedience, which essentially believes that the soul corrupts the body and causes sin. The entire problem of obedience is that obedience is often demanded by humans from various other humans, and God is left out of the equation. As we demand obedience to the law, and as we make laws as a country, we must never forget that God must be at the center of all demands for obedience. This is not simply a national problem. This is a problem which begins at home. No husband nor wife has any right to demand obedience from each other without God being at the center of that demand. In other words, if you expect another person to obey, you must first obey God. God sets the standard and moral imperative for obedience. Children are often disobedient because parents often lack obedience to God. Citizens are often tempted to commit and often carry out acts of lawlessness because an insufficient standard has been set by those enforcing laws and writing laws, which says, if I demand you to obey this law, I must first have the moral authority to ask you to submit, which comes from the integrity of obedience to God. I remind you that obedience to God includes feeding the poor, helping the sick, visiting those in prison, being kind, being generous, being fair, being civil, being honest and being reverent, among other attributes and characteristics of righteousness. I say this from no high horse. I am a sinner seeking grace, like anyone else. Yet a standard must be set, and a standard must be adhered to, and a standard must be met. Additionally, there are far too many people who are despondent and discouraged, and even put off from God, but others who remind and demand from them obedience to God without human connection. Christians, if you're demanding obedience from others, you must demand from yourself compassion and mercy and love. We serve a just God. We serve a holy God. But we serve a loving God. We serve a forgiving God. You can't throw entire people away because of instances of disobedience. So many have fallen far, far from grace, yet have no help from Christian friends or even the church. It is up to us as a church to bring those who have been disobedient in blatant and public ways and love them back into the kingdom. No, there is never a time when allowing someone's disobedience is okay. But Christian obedience involves a greater empathy than the world gives. To summarize, God demands obedience, and again, We have no right to demand it from each other without first being obedient to God. Obedience to others should come out of courtesy and respect for others, not due to fear or threat. We must forgive the blatantly disobedient and be firm yet patient with them. To me, obedience to God is key to a good life in God. Jesus himself sets the standard for obedience by being obedient to the Father, and as a result of Jesus' obedience, we have hope for the future. The best we can do is to honor God. Let us pray. May the strength of God pilot us. May the wisdom of God instruct us. May the hand of God protect us. May the word of God direct us. Be always ours this day and forevermore. Amen. Lord Jesus, you proclaim that if we love you, we will keep your commandments. To walk with you is to avoid sin. So, we must always be conquering sin, lest it rises and conquers us. Therefore, give me a willing and able desire to follow you. Wherever it may take me, let me follow you, as a lamb follows a shepherd. In your holy name I pray. Amen.